Hey, man.
Hey.
You watched episode 2 of Mandalorian?
I hope so, since we're doing a review on it.
Did you see those guys in there?
Yeah, I saw a couple of them get vaporized.
Disintegrated.
Well, we're going to be talking about episode 2. So, again, big spoiler. This is going to be our review about episode 2.
Good follow on to the first one.
Guys, it's getting better and shorter by every episode. Like, only 30 minutes this time.
Was it a little over 30?
Yeah,
I was.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, everybody gripes about that, but it's like, you have to understand, this is their first season. They've never done this, so of course they're not going to do 8 hour long things, because that would have been twice the budget. Their budget was $10 million per episode.
You know, I would rather have 30 minutes of good, solid content that leaves me wanting more.
Than an hour.
Rather than an hour with half of it being filler garbage.
Yeah, give me the good stuff. Give me it all. So what it's literally a continuation of the episode 1. He grabs his little baby Yoda, and he's going back to his ship. And then he meets a couple of scavengers.
He comes back to. It's like he parked in the bad neighborhood, and the Razor Crest was up on cinder blocks.
Yeah, pretty. So when he was walking back, he encountered some people trying to take
too.
His bounty, because you saw they had his
the tracking
device. So
yeah, the one dude was going straight up kill.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah. So he's not the only bounty. Went such a high price, he wants that bounty all by himself, and of course he wants to keep that baby Yoda species alive.
Yeah, I'm thinking he might not turn him in.
Who knows? Maybe not. I know he's trying. There was a pretty epic battle, and I like that he got hurt. Not like that. Oh. I like that he got hurt, but I like
his
that,
armor got thrashed.
Yeah, but like in the beginning, his arm got cut.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so when they were kind of taking it easy, you can kind of tell that first, like, 5 minutes after his thing, and he's sitting there trying, he's, like, healing himself up with some kind of thing. Little baby Yoda is trying to use force powers already.
Yeah,
and he starts closing his eyes, and everybody knew it. Everybody called it. Says, the species, very force sensitive. They are one with the Force. The Force is with them.
Wait, that was that blind dude.
But yeah, so it was pretty cool to see that I love that he was walking already.
Yeah.
With his little short legs and his little robe.
Ate a frog.
Yeah, and then so he gets back to the ship, and what do we see? These guys.
Jawa all over, just
taking, just stripping at everything. And he's all, he ain't having none of that. He takes his rifle, because he's on a big ridge, and he's popping these Jawas.
Sniper knows things.
And then just disintegrates them, which is crazy.
Yeah, you see the puff of smoke.
Yeah, and their robes just fall down. So that might have happened to Obi-Wan, too. The Mandalorian popped him, and that's the way he got.
Yeah, but that thing had already been stripped to the
bone. Oh, my God.
There was nothing left.
Yeah, so pretty much what happens is he goes there, and he's trying to catch the Sandcrawler. And,
which is basically, aren't they old mining vehicles or something? The Jawas just kind of...
Yeah, I'm not too sure what it is. I know there's
the
not
Jawas
a lot...
The Jawas didn't build them.
Yeah, I know...
They just kind of stole.
I know there wasn't much headroom.
Not for him.
Yeah, but so he's chasing down the Sandcrawler, and it's like almost like a high-speed chase, and like, it reminds me of is like, it was like the Terminator. He gets on the bus, and like trying to... The Jawas are trying to ram him into like
the cliffs
and stuff like that. So it's very reminiscent of like old chase scenes with some guys on like a bus or something like that. It reminds me of like the T2 when he's on the.
But those sand crawlers are damn near indestructible.
Yeah, yeah. They're... I mean if they were used for mining, then they have to be extra strong. But yeah, they stripped that thing, man. That thing was.
It just makes you wonder how many damn Jawas were in that thing, because
yeah, I mean there was
no
so
matter
many.
How many he killed or threw off, it was like there was more to take his.
It place. Was so funny, and then he finally gets on top of the Jawa thing, and all the Jawas go whoop, and just light him up.
There had to have been 20 of them on top.
Yeah, and they had those little blasters, right? And they just, bam, they popped him. I love the sea Jawas again. The Jawas are pretty cool. And you even got to see Houdini. That's what they say, Houdini. And somebody actually said that, which is...
I just love when they told him, your jaw was horrible. Yeah. You sound like a Wookiee.
Yeah, so what happens after that is he gets kind of knocked out and he wakes up and they're far gone. So he goes back to the ship, see kind of what's left, and it's just bare bones.
Nothing.
It's just like a shell, which is hilarious. So he goes back to Nick Nolte's character, that
Quill or Quill,
yeah,
the little Ugnaught dude.
Yeah, the little Ugnaught dude, and that's a great one. And he's like, well, yeah,
they destroyed my ship. Jawas don't destroy.
They don't destroy. They steal. So you can trade with them. So they go back.
Trade for your own stuff back.
So, you know, of course, now he's going with the guy, going back to the Jawa, see if he could trade his own stuff back. And, of course, what they want the baby steel. They want
The
baby steel.
How important that Beskar steel is, expensive it is, because they were going to trade almost the whole ship for a little bit of steel.
Yeah, and this is the first time in Star Wars anything that they mention religion.
Yeah,
he says that my weapon is my religion, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time you actually ever heard of a actual religion. So, which is kind of crazy.
Unless you count Jedi as a religion.
Jedi is a following. But just mentioning that there is religion.
The R word.
Yeah, is pretty huge in the Star Wars lore. So pretty much what they can't trade with them, but they want this egg. This big furry egg the Jawas want for his stuff back. Can you believe that?
Do you have any idea what that creature's called? I'm sure it's got a name.
No, I have no idea.
It looks like a huge rhinoceros on steroids.
Yeah, yeah. Like a giant rhinoceros.
Like a two-story horn on the front of it.
So it looked like the thing from the prequels when they were in the...
With Padme.
Exactly.
It looked like one of those.
Yeah. So...
it wrecked him.
So I liked... Okay, so... Yeah, he goes in this cave and he looks for this egg and this big. And I'm sorry,
Jurassic Park.
That cave looked like a butthole. Every time I saw it, I was sitting there like,
I'm glad
I was like,
I'm not the only one. I was sitting there
like,
of the desert.
Yeah, I was sitting there like, man, that cave's a butthole. That's what that is.
Pretty much, yeah. You weren't far off.
Yeah, and with all that mud that came out of it.
Mud butt.
So we're gonna call it the Mud Butt Cave. Yeah, that big rhinoceros and. And the Mandalorian, apparently, because his weapon got so muddy, because he got knocked back in, he got jammed.
It was really nasty muddy.
Yeah, so he's trying with all his little gadgets, like his flamethrower and everything, to kill this thing. Because, I mean, his armor gets demolished. And the breastplate, and which is really cool because he actually pulled his breastplate out. And you can actually see all the back of the breastplate. It's all electronics and stuff like that. It's really neat. But yeah, it's pretty impressive. But yeah, I don't care who you are. You have that gigantic thing. It doesn't matter if you have Beskar steel or not. You're putting a big hole in it.
It was launching 30-40 feet.
Yeah.
Easily.
And at the end,
he gets down to just his knife.
He's
just like, okay.
Okay, here we go.
This is how it's going down.
But guess what happens? Of course, Baby Yoda species is with him. This is the first time you've seen the Force is being used in a non-canon. Well, in a canon.
I'll say it's canon.
In a non-Star Skywalker series. So, like, an actual, like, live action.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of crazy. Like I said, that Baby Yoda species, very, very Force sensitive.
Picked that rhino right up.
Yeah.
And just kind of held him.
Yeah. So, that was crazy to me. It's one of those things. So, he gets this stupid furry egg.
Yeah, I was like, that was so nasty.
It was just disgusting. And he brings it back to the Jawas.
I figured they were going to hatch it and train it or something.
Yeah, something like that.
No,
it's a treat for them. Oh my God, it was disgusting.
Cut the top off and just start sucking the yolk out.
And it was hilarious. You know what it reminded me of? It's like kids during trick or treat. Yeah. It's like putting a bowl out. It says, take one, and this is how they act. You know, they just start grabbing everything. That's what I thought
it was. They gave him all his stuff back.
Yeah, which is funny because two guys is rebuilding a starship in the desert with very minimal tools.
Well, Ugnaughts are maintenance. Yeah. I mean, that's what they did.
That's what they did, yeah. So, yeah, he's like, this could take days. Well, you can help. If you help, it'll take a little shorter. But, yeah, so it's a... Yeah, he pretty much asked him, hey, do you want to come with me on this?
I could use somebody. Talent.
Exactly. And he's like, oh, I didn't spend all my entire life to be back into servitude.
Yeah, thank you for bringing peace to my valley.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, peace. Literally. So, I just a review on it. It was a great episode. A little shorter than the last one. And a good thing is that what I was reading is that instead of making it fit into time, they just want to tell a good story, and it doesn't matter how much time it takes. If they cut boring stuff out, then there's a reason. If they leave stuff in there, it's a reason. So that's what I was reading, is that they actually want to tell a story instead of, because it's streaming, they don't have to set a particular... Yeah.
Not every chapter is the same length in a book.
Exactly, so. Yeah. So I like that they're doing that they want to tell a story. This episode 2 is called The Child, of course. So, yeah, but apparently... I guess Force users aren't a big thing. It's not very universally known about a big thing, because he didn't even know what happened. Because at the end, he's like, so what happened? He's like, I don't know. Or I don't know what, you know, is he tired or something like that? He's like, well, not, you know, not physically, but he might be emotionally damaged.
He pretty much passed out.
Yeah.
Right
for,
after he
for days.
Rhino.
For days, the little Yoda guy uses Force power on that big thing and passed out for days. Which... You know, I mean, you're a little baby, and you're lifting that big old thing up better than what Han did, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this is going to be, I think it's just episode 2, and it's...
And now it's going back to weekly. I think it's going to be every Friday.
I think so. Yeah, I know the next one is the 22nd, which is next Friday. I don't know, after that. But yeah, I mean, I think they kind of wanted to... Kind of push it out early, you know. One of my friends is like, "Oh, I wish they would have put it out all of them." I was like, "Nah, I don't think so." Because people, especially when it comes to Star Wars stuff,
people will binge it.
They hard. Well, not just binge it, but they what they like to do is they will like. I like that they're doing weeklies because especially with Star Wars, is that there's so many people that know a lot about the lore, and they want to nitpick every little thing.
Oh, God.
And not...
Hipsters.
Not like in a bad way, but like when they open up in the episode 1, they open up his weapons vault or whatever.
Right.
And there was people, like they saw Han Solo's DL-44, they saw another different weapon that was in like the prequels or something like that. So I think that's what Disney wants to do, is that they want you to kind of figure out the show. And every episode they want you to kind of look at the Easter eggs. And there's lots of them. This one not as many because I think the first one was all like, hey... This is
for real Star Wars.
This is for real Star Wars. We know our lore. We know our prequels. We know our original trilogy stuff. And now that you have episode 2 is pretty much a continuation, that they bring in Jawas in there. So apparently they are, I don't know what planet they are, but I would have to be.
Jawas are like cockroaches.
Yeah, they must be on every planet, but I don't know how they would get that sand crawler to every planet.
Any planet that has mining, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder if it might be the same, maybe it's Tatooine, because, you know, sand crawlers and everything.
Did they never really said what
planet
it was.
Nope, they didn't.
So,
you never know.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, so, like I said, then that's speculation. That's what people want to talk about, is like, what planet is it? They didn't really say what planet it was.
I'm just wondering if we're going to see other... Obviously, more than one person's put a bounty on this.
Yeah, I mean...
Are we going to see some other known-name bounty hunters?
Bill Burr.
Bosk.
Yeah, Bosk would be kind of cool.
What's the other one? Rom?
Ruckus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bosk, Ruckus, IG-88.
If you see IG-88, just phone it in, you're done. You can't stop that guy.
No, so, I mean, you have IG-88, Bosk, Ruckus, you have... Boba Fett, of course. And everybody was saying, oh, that episode 1, was that Boba Fett?
No.
No, it was not Boba Fett.
I'm 99% sure
That, and also, people already did comparisons. They did Photoshop on that. It's not Boba Fett, and especially right now, technically, Boba Fett is still...
Still in the pit.
Still in the pit. A 1,000-year digestion, which... in Battle... Yes.
So what's he eating? He's eating pieces of the... interior of the Sarlacc pit.
What's that?
Boba Fett.
Oh.
Stay alive, slicing off pieces of Sarlacc stomach.
Well, everybody was saying that after the barge ship exploded, that it killed the Sarlacc anyway.
Mm.
Yeah, so. See? It's all speculation. That's what Disney loves to do. Because, I mean, that big thing exploded. It was literally 20 feet from the Sarlacc.
Yeah, I guess it could have.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the anti-gravity thing would have worked anymore after it exploded. So it went right down there and killed it. And then,
yeah,
who knows? But it was a great episode. I loved it. It was one of those things like, now I'm paying attention to it a little bit more, especially with the songs. Very Western-y type.
Yeah.
And it's very good because and now he's back into space after everything. So they fixed his ship.
The Razor Crest.
It's such a cool ship.
That's going to be a trivia question, I'm sure.
Yeah. And now he's going back up there. Now Baby Yoda comes back. Well, he wakes back up. And that's the end. That's the end of the...
Do you think he's ever going to take his helmet off this season?
Yes. So I already saw there was...
Oh, damn. You already saw spoilers.
No. I didn't see spoilers. I already saw where... and I forget her name.
The one from Deadpool? Yeah, the one from Deadpool. The hero landing girl?
Exactly. There was one of the trailers that she was going like this to his helmet, so he might be taking his helmet off. The funny thing is, if he did or did not, I wouldn't care either way.
I kind of like the mystery.
I do like the mystery.
I know what Pedro Pascal looks
like. Yeah, I like Judge Dredd. Judge Dredd never takes his helmet off, and I like that. And you knew it was Carl Urban. So.
Yeah.
But they did name him. They did name the Mandalorian. Not in this episode, but I won't spoil it because...
I didn't see that in the episode. I was like,
no, it wasn't in the episode.
So he does have a name.
Have a name. Pedro Pascal did an interview which he named the Mandalorian.
By accident?
No. Disney released it. So, but, you know, it's one of those things. The people who've seen the interview would be the ones to know and stuff like that. So it kind of makes you watch interviews and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Otherwise, very good episode. I liked it. You really need to go watch it. If you haven't seen it yet, I posted a couple memes.
I saw them.
The cosplay memes. I posted one, and I didn't put spoilers on there, and a bunch of friends, I haven't seen it yet. I was like, but you're on Facebook. Go take 30 minutes and go watch it for God's sake.
It just shows him with mud on the suit.
Exactly.
What does that give away?
Yeah, he's like, well, he must have gotten in a fight, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, fine.
No, duh.
Yeah.
He's a Mandalorian.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, fine. I'll go ahead and post another thing. It says, spoilers in the comments, but other than that, I give it to them. So it was great, and I like that it was another story that was told, and now that little backstory on this Yoda species character.
We're going to see more people coming after this Yoda kid, obviously. So it's going to be a battle between bounty hunters, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but the big question is he going to give him up for the bounty or keep?
That's
him?
A lot of Beskar steel.
A pallet.
Yeah, a pallet.
That's enough for every Mandalorian in the universe.
Yeah. So I'm kind of thinking, you know, this is speculation again, that he might be getting like, because in the first episode it says, have you found your
signet?
Your signet yet? And I think if he, and this is pure speculation, I don't know what's going on, but pure speculation. I think if he passes all this Beskar steel. Right up and keeps, or not keep it, but you know, protects this baby Yoda. I think that would give him that signet.
His signet's gonna be a little Yoda head.
that'd be kind of cool. But I think it's
more. A gremlin?
I think it's more of a test for him. So not like the whole thing is a test, but I think the more of it is a test of his worthiness or of his heart and stuff like that.
His honor,
yeah, exactly. Because there's a lot of
has your signet been revealed?
Yeah, exactly.
Not do you have one? Just, yeah. Has it been revealed?
Yeah. So I'm getting this. This is pure speculation, but if I'm wrong, then we'll never talk about it again. But if I'm right,
we will never stop talking.
I'll never stop talking about it. That I was right on it. I was on the hunch. But I think that's it for us. Please go see it, especially if you're watching us review it. It's a crappy way of seeing it. I'm sorry for all the people in Europe and Australia that are my friends and that I'm posting. Oh my god, use a VPN for God's sake. Just watch it.
Put us on snooze until you get it.
Exactly. You know what? Just hit play, mute it, come back in 20 minutes.
Or just go to BitTorrent like everybody else does and pirate it.
Yeah, it's online. That means if it's online, then it can be watched.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's it from us. But please comment down below. What did you guys think about it? Do you believe my estimation that he is not going to turn the child in? And if he doesn't turn the child in, his signet be revealed? I think that's going to be cool. What do you think about this Baby Yoda? You think he's going to be a bounty hunter? That'd be kind of cool.
He looks like a little green gremlin.
That's what everybody was saying, is that he's a little green gremlin.
He's cute, though.
Yeah, never feed him after midnight. Don't get him wet. But yeah, while you're down there commenting and telling us how awesome we are, hit that subscribe button. It actually does help us out. And hit that like. And next to that subscribe button is that little bell icon. Nice. That actually lets you know of any future videos coming up that we put out. But I think that's it from us. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We will see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.